Minnesota News Network, good morning. I'm Bick Smith. With less than a week to go in the legislative session, the stalemate continues over transportation funding.
Governor Mark Dayton has offered to drop his push for a gas tax increase, but Republicans object that license tab fees would go up even more. House Speaker Kurt Dowd says Republicans' plan, using a bigger chunk of the budget surplus, does the job without raising taxes.
Reasonable plan that will fund roads and bridges at the level that we've all agreed is necessary, and it'll do it without taking more money from Minnesota families.
And Governor Dayton's take on the chances for an agreement?
It can go either way. We're at the tipping point right now. It depends on the 201 legislators willing to agree to something that they don't agree with entirely.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
The public has until the end of this month to comment on a massive flood diversion project planned around the city of Fargo. The Army Corps of Engineers is looking to build a giant ditch around the city plus add area dams in order to protect Fargo at the expense of Minnesota farmland. Minnesota's DNR is worried about what effects the diverted water will have on our state, potentially flooding about 2,000 acres of farmland. Minnesota's Department of Public Safety leads a simulated Prairie Island nuclear generating plant emergency today. Drills include taking care of evacuees and emergency workers on site. Local police and fire departments will be on the scene. The deadline to file a claim through the Child Victims Act is next week. Mike Bryant, a lawyer with Bradshaw and Bryant in St. Cloud, says there are certain cases that get all the headlines, but the act is intended to help anyone who has been a victim of sexual abuse in the past.
Claims that are getting the most headlines are the Catholic abuse cases, claims against the Children's Theater, Boy Scouts, the Boys Club. So you're seeing organizations, and generally because they have some coverage. The unfortunate thing is we do talk to people who are abused by their neighbors or their friends or other kids.
The deadline to file a case is next Wednesday, May 25th. Kandiyohi County officials are asking for the public's help in locating a missing vulnerable 20-year-old woman. Marissa Quaid was last seen last Thursday and is currently under a civil commitment for mental health issues. Anyone with information is urged to call the Kandiyohi County Sheriff's Office. Last night in Detroit.
You know, I'm not big on moral victories, but we pecked away and got back to even. But then we made a couple mistakes late, and that was the difference.
Manager Paul Molitor, after the Minnesota Twins came ever so close to pulling one out against the Tigers, starter Jose Berrios allowed 7 runs in the first inning, and the Twins trailed 8-0 after 2, then rallied to tie the game at 8-8, then lost to the Tigers by a final of 10-8. The same two teams play tonight in Detroit. And enjoy the sunshine of Minnesota today and this week. The National Weather Service says no rain is expected statewide until perhaps this weekend. This is MNN.